to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. Pirates in government. In the recent EU election, voters registered support for the operators of file-sharing search engine Pirate Bay, sentenced to a year in jail by a Stockholm court in April. By electing an MEP from the new Pirate Party, which campaigns for file-sharing and P2P networking to be encouraged rather than criminalised, the party has branches in 20 countries, including the UK. 10 days ago, the BBC's Newsnight reported on the organisation's growing strength in Sweden, which has some of the fastest rates of connectivity in the world, and where the Pirate Party is on track to take enough seats in Parliament to become the country's third-party power broker. For more information, see pirateparty.org.uk. Microsoft bigger in Ireland. Microsoft opened a new mega data centre in Dublin last month, the largest complex it has built outside the US, to support online services including its Azure cloud computing hosting platform and the recently introduced Bing search engine. The company chose Ireland for its year-round cool climate, according to Arne Josefsberg, General Manager of Infrastructure Services at Microsoft's Global Foundation Services, who said the facility would use outside air economisation to deliver greater power efficiency. Ray Ozzie, Microsoft's Chief Software Architect, said the growth of online services would lead to more data centres being built outside the US, citing the need for data centres everywhere on Earth. Read more at news.zdnet.co.uk/hardware. Cloud castles. Big technology vendors are hurrying to build giant data centres that will enable them to offer more internet-based services to consumers and enterprises over the next few years. Google, Microsoft and Amazon are ignoring the recession and leading a global cloud computing data center construction race that they believe will change the face of business and consumer computing. For more details, see resources.zdnet.co.uk/articles. Green IT Awards. By 2020, it is estimated that technology and consumer electronic products will account for 45% of domestic energy use. The electricity consumption of data centres resulting from the explosion of internet use is also becoming a major issue. Since 2006, PC Pro magazine has been working with the environmental charity UK SEED, C-E-E-D, on National E-Wellbeing Awards. Dedicated to celebrating efforts to use ICT, information and communication technologies, in helping society and the environment, the awards recognise those working to reduce energy consumption and the adverse effects of ICT. Local authorities, businesses, charities and academic institutions submitted some remarkable work in areas such as greening data centres and improving public services. The National E-Wellbeing Awards online digital magazine highlights this year's winning projects. Find out more at Cirios.com. 7UP. Microsoft has announced that the final completed version of the Windows 7 operating system has been released to manufacturing, RTM, in preparation for general availability in October. Read more at Microsoft.com/PressPass. HDD facing SSD threat. Samsung is to drop its 1.8-inch hard disks to put its energies into solid-state drives, according to a number of internet reports. Pundits say the electronics company has suspended its development of hard disk drives to change its focus to the solid-state drive market, which would leave Toshiba as the only manufacturer of the 1.8-inch hard drives. SSDs, solid-state drives, are silent, consume far less power, and are more robust than any mechanical hard drive. Because of higher speed and near-infallible reliability, the solid-state alternative has always been an attractive option. But now falling prices are making the drives viable for everyday use in PCs and laptops. For more information, see itpro.co.uk/612136. Disk View. Last month's newsletter included an item about the free disk space viewer for Windows, Drive Spatio, recommended in a recent edition of the BBC's Click Online programme. Reader Sam Duckfield wrote in to recommend an alternative, TreeSize, that he thinks might just have the edge on Drive Spatio. "I've been using it for years and have found it indispensable," says Sam. Try it for yourself at jam-software.com/freeware. Card Index. In January's newsletter, we reported on the launch of a new .tel domain designed to put contact information online using business card-style web pages, optimised for mobile access. Unlike standard domain names, which usually address independently controlled and design websites, .tel domains are controlled by the registry operator, Telnic. The London-based company hosts the pages, and owners must use a Telnic website control panel to edit their content. Typical examples can be seen at tcfcommunications.tel and birmingham.locations.eoffice.tel, two pages found with the help of Qwista, a new search engine dedicated to the business e-card listings. Check out qwista.com. Open season. When the iPhone arrived, users scrambled to get their hands on them. Competitors scrambled to make a device that would have the same appeal. Now we have Android phones, Palmpre, BlackBerry Bold alternatives, all vying for position. Two of these will outshine the rest, says Jack Wallen, because they have the advantages of open source. At ZDNet, he lists 10 reasons open source smartphones will outshine the iPhone. Read more at resources.zdnet.co.uk/articles. Ultrasonic ringtones. Test your hearing and see how well you can discern sound in the ultrasonic range. Download ultrasonic ringtones and use them on your phone. The ringtones are popular with teenagers because adults cannot hear them when phones ring. If you pick one at the limit of your own hearing range, many other people will not be able to hear it. Try it for yourself at ultrasonic-ringtones.com. Photo Shrinker. If anyone sends you much too large photos or other graphic files that take ages to download and would need a cinema screen to display at full size, but say they don't know how to reduce them to sensible proportions, there's a website they can visit that will do the job for them before they send you anything else. It's imagemerger.net, name for the drag and drop to photo image blender that's also on the site. Check out imagemerger.net/resize.php. PDF to Word. Have you ever had a PDF file that you needed to convert to an editable Word document? There have been a few software solutions over the years, but even some of the most expensive offerings have been prone to losing something in translation. AnyBizSoft's PDF to Word converter does an excellent job, and it's free. You can convert to Word 2007.docx or Word 2003.doc. And the company sells versions for PDF to Excel, PowerPoint, and HTML. For more information, see anypdftools.com. Excel Yourself. Here's a web resource where you can download free Excel templates, financial calculators, calendars, templates, and articles that are designed to increase productivity, educate, entertain, and help manage time and finances using Excel. Check out vertex42.com. Wikify. This is an online application that can take any plain text and automatically enrich it with links to relevant Wikipedia articles. In other words, it turns plain text into hypertext. Copy and paste your text into the provided field and click on the Start Wikify button. The application will run its process and present a Wikified version that you can take away. A clever idea, but much too anxious to please. Wikify finds and inserts Wikipedia links for almost every word, including the likes of this and that, and even individual letters of the alphabet given half a chance. When it can be toned down a little, it might be something more than a try-once diversion. Try for yourself at wikify.appointment.at. WordNIC. There are plenty of online dictionaries and thesauruses that will give you the definition of a word. WordNIC goes beyond the obvious and provides example sentences, word usage in recent Twitter posts, plus Flickr images, statistics, rarity or popularity, audio pronunciations, and more. The site mines several sources, including web pages, books, magazines, and newspapers, to show the word you query in everyday use. Check out wordnik.com. Aphorisms galore. An aphorism is not an aphorism unless you know what it means. Winston Churchill. Read more at aphorismsgalore.com. PC to TV. Would you want to watch online videos or browse the internet on your TV? iogear has a wireless USB to VGA adapter for sending anything you can see on your PC to the TV set in your living room. It can support streaming video up to 720p, 720 horizontal pixels, and a desktop PC resolution up to 1600 by 1200 pixels. At around £150, it's not cheap, but there may be similar products arriving soon that will cost less. In the US, new launch Zillion TV is offering a free, one-of-a-kind device that connects easily to both the TV set and home network, and a choice of content. You simply turn on the TV set and select whether you want to watch free ad-supported programs or rent or buy something. The minimum broadband speed requirement is 2.7 megabits per second. Eventually, someone will have the nous to build a TV set with plug-in internet connectivity and its own mini operating system and browser, along the lines of Google's new Chrome OS. Meanwhile, Samsung is already introducing sets in the UK that use the Yahoo Widgets TV platform, allowing viewers to browse a range of video sites like YouTube. For more details, see blogs.channel4.com/platform4. Couchsurfing. Rather than the stay-at-home activity that you might expect it describes, couchsurfing actually involves sitting in front of your computer for only a short time before getting out of the house altogether to try a new low-cost travel experience. Couchsurfing is an internet-based scheme that puts generous people with floor or couch space in various parts of the world in touch with travellers looking for a free place to stay for two or three nights. Sometime journalist Fleur Britton, who worked on the pilot edition of Vogue China, put it to the test, spending 10 weeks travelling in Russia, Kazakhstan and Mongolia. Her adventures are recounted in a new book, On the Couch, Tales of Couchsurfing a Continent, published by Collins. Find out more at couchsurfing.org. Sanctified Search. According to the Jerusalem Post, Google is the name of a new Hebrew language internet search engine that allows surfing without getting drowned in sexually explicit and other offensive material. The brainchild of Yossi Altman, Kugel is a pun on the Jewish noodle pudding known as Kugel. The new search engine may be a boon to the Haredi religious community, whose rabbis often ban the use of the internet altogether because it provides access to pornography. The new Kugel search engine filters out the unwanted items and even prevents a user from purchasing goods online on the Sabbath when business transactions are prohibited. The site also does not allow buyers to purchase forbidden items, such as televisions. Rabbis encourage the development of the search engine in order to solve the problem of the Haredi religious community in Israel that often uses internet cafes to surf surreptitiously. This is a kosher alternative for ultra-Orthodox Jews so that they may surf the internet, Altman said. If you try to buy something on the Sabbath, it won't let you. See for yourself at kugel.co.il. Friends. Tom and Eddie needed help with the rent, so they invited Google to share their house. Search for Google Roommate on YouTube to find out more. Metasearch Security. Search engine Ixquick was praised for its outstanding security and data handling practices last month by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.org. The EFF praised Ixquick for its truly excellent privacy policy, which has been cited as the best in the industry. Ixquick does not record users' IP addresses or make a record of their searches. The EFF also praised Ixquick for supporting HTTPS, a security feature that prevents eavesdropping as data moves across the net. It should allow a user in China to search using politically sensitive terms without authorities there being able to intercept the query. We hope that other search engines can catch up with the HTTPS Ixquick.com someday, said EFF technical analyst Peter Eckersley, noting that Google, Microsoft and Yahoo do not offer the HTTPS service. Try for yourself at Ixquick.com. Search Engine of the Month. Unlike Google, Bing or any other traditional search engine, Collector searches what's happening right now. When you enter a search term, it looks through social media content like Twitter updates, blog posts, comments, news articles, Flickr photos, etc., and shows results that list new items as they appear on the web for the first time. Check out collector.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.